AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump, in an interview with the AP's Julie Pei, says Iran is not living up to the terms of its nuclear deal.
The president has taken to saying that Iran is not following through with the spirit of the nuclear agreement. So I tried to ask him a little bit about what that meant. What aren't they living up to? And he really focused not on their compliance with the nuclear accord and the actual nuclear provisions, but on Iran's other destabilizing activity across the Middle East. He said that that is not in keeping with the spirit of the agreement.
During the interview, Trump also said young people brought to this country illegally should rest easy, since his immigration policy is focused on criminals, not the so-called dreamers. The president also says his tax reform package is due out next week.
This regulatory reduction is a first step toward a tax reform that reduces rates, provides relief to our middle class, and lowers our business tax, which is one of the highest in the world.
Tens of thousands of office workers, baristas, clerks, and store owners had nothing to do for much of the day today in San Francisco. A massive power outage shutting down business in the city's financial district and other neighborhoods. Pacific Gas and Electric posted online just after 5 p.m. Pacific time that the power had been restored to all the 90,000 customers who had lost electricity. The outage is blamed on a failed switcher that set off a fire at a substation. A federal judge refuses to block two inmates from being executed next week in Arkansas, rejecting the men's claims that their poor health could make the lethal injections especially painful. U.S. District Judge Christine Baker denying requests to stop the executions for Jack Jones and Marcel Williams, both of which are scheduled for Monday night. Last night, Liddell Lee was put to death in Arkansas's first execution since 2005. This is AP Radio News. Flipping through the stacks is back as people celebrate vinyl on Record Store Day tomorrow. Ed Donahue cues up this story.
Vinyl gives you a sound you can't get on an MP3 or a CD.
The crackle. I like that.
Izzy Blue is celebrating Record Store Day. Vinyl may be old school, but sales are rebounding. More than 13 million last year.
I buy about 5 or 6 new albums a week on vinyl.
Elton John has been a longtime fan of vinyl.
The wonder of the needle going on and the sound coming out. And it does sound better. I know people say, no, it doesn't, but it does. It certainly does. I've been around long enough to know it. I've been in so many studios. I've made so many records. It does sound better.
On Record Store Day, Elton John is releasing an exclusive edition of his first ever live album from 1971. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the NHL playoffs, Ottawa leads Boston 2-0 third period. Senators lead the series 3-0. Washington, Toronto tied at 1 after 2 periods. The series is also knotted at 2. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.